Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
That's right. No Wojo tonight. He'll be back with me tomorrow as, I'm sure we'll be discussing Michigan's big win over Penn State on Saturday night and their chances in the college football playoff. Wojo, I believe, actually thinks Michigan has a shot if they are to meet Alabama. But we'll get to that coming up tomorrow night. I want to get right into the Lions. We don't have a whole lot of time here before Pistons basketball officially gets underway. So, look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. This is a who can I blame Monday? Because once again, and for a second consecutive week, the Detroit Lions go out there in a game in which you think they have a shot. You know, at home against the Seahawks a week ago. Seahawks, how good are they? Well, they showed that maybe they're not that good as the Chargers went into Seattle and absolutely destroyed them. Then you have yesterday where the Minnesota Vikings are literally missing a laundry list of starters. Like, I've literally seen CVS receipts, you know, that are longer, almost as long as the Vikings injury report heading into yesterday's game. A solid spot for the Lions to go on the road, divisional opponent, get back to 500, and maybe, I don't know, convince some people that they actually have a shot to get to the playoffs. And what happened? The offense didn't show up. And I know that you're going to sit there and go, well, you know, the defense didn't exactly do them any favors. I mean, they didn't shut, you know, down Minnesota. They still allowed that offense to operate even with Steph Diggs out. And they gave Dalvin Cook that big run 70 yards down the sideline. I get it. But your defense went out there and held the Vikings to 17 points. Matthew Stafford and the Lions offense collected 2 field goals and gave the Minnesota Vikings 7 points because Matthew Stafford decided that, you know what, he's not a 10-year NFL veteran quarterback. He is, in fact, a rookie quarterback with that disgusting pitch to Kerryon Johnson that went the other way for a score. It was just a debacle worthy of the Lions. And there aren't really a whole lot of different ways that, you know, I can go about stating it. There isn't just one person responsible for what happened yesterday in Minnesota. There isn't. But if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to point, you know, a finger of blame, or I'm going to lay the bulk of the responsibility on someone's shoulders for why, yet again, this offense is incapable of actually scoring when they get to the red zone. This offense is incapable of getting touchdowns instead of field goals. I'm going to look directly at your $27 million a year man, number 9, Matthew Stafford. And you might be listening and going, you know, Kyle, what? Hold on. Stafford didn't have any time. How could you possibly blame Matthew Stafford? There were some of those sacks. Of the 10 sacks that the Lions gave up, which is absolutely embarrassing. Yeah, you know what? Half of them probably couldn't control. Literally got the football, stepped back. The pocket collapsed before it could even be created. I get it. There were some that were just so bad. No quarterback on earth, I don't care how athletic, I don't care how gifted, I don't care how aware of where the pressures are coming from, not going to be able to get out of it, right? But the other half of those sacks fall directly at the feet or the arm or whatever you want to call it of Matthew Stafford. The fact that we have a quarterback that is now a decade into his career here, and he can't recognize where pressure is coming from, he can't have any pocket awareness, he can't bail on the pocket, move to the left when he knows that the pressure, the extra guy, is going to be coming from the right, just to keep a play alive, whether it be with his legs, getting a couple of yards, or whether it be with his eyes and his arm, looking downfield, trying to find an open wide receiver. The fact that we have to look at Matthew Stafford with happy feet, getting nervous, unaware of where the pressure is coming from, and running his way into a sack, or just not being aware enough to avoid a sack, is unacceptable. And I don't want to focus too much on the money, the contract. It is what it is. The Lions had no choice, and we're stuck with Matthew Stafford until he decides to just retire. But I don't want to hear it was just the offensive line. Just like I don't want to hear, oh my gosh, the Golden Tate trade. I mean, man, if they had Golden Tate, would have been a different game. No, it wouldn't have. You still would have lost. And if this offense is solely dependent on Golden Tate and no one else, your offense wasn't good to begin with. Because while Golden Tate is an impact player, he is not a game breaker. He's not the end-all, be-all. He's not this number one stud, can't-miss type of wide receiver. Golden Tate wasn't in pass protection. Golden Tate wasn't getting the football and dropping back into the pocket and taking a sack because our quarterback has no effing clue where the pressure is coming from. It's just exhausting. And now the Lions are 3-5, and guess what? We're halfway through yet another NFL season here in Detroit, and the Lions are done. There's no reason to watch. There's no reason to care. There's zero reason to have any emotional attachment with this football team the rest of the way. Eight more games to go, and the season's done. Another year, another wasted season. We might as well not even have a football team. I went to a comedy show last night downtown at the Fillmore. It was a great show. And the comedian actually made a joke about, you know, he watches a lot of football, and he goes, you guys wouldn't know anything about that. You don't have football here in the state of Michigan. And you know what? Outside of Michigan and Michigan State, he's so right, it's unbelievable. The Lions are a complete embarrassment. And I'm ashamed of myself for actually buying that maybe they would have a shot against the Seahawks. Maybe they would go and beat the Vikings. And here we are. And now, what are we left to do? One, I'm declaring the season over. And two, I want them to lose as many games as humanly possible moving forward so that, you know what, yes, you can get a high draft pick. Because apparently, that's the only thing that we can have hope in as a Lions fan and here in Detroit. So, good times. Really enjoyable game yesterday. 10-year NFL veteran. No idea where pressure's coming from. Can't evade any type of pressure. It's mind-boggling. And you watch some of these other quarterbacks in the league, whether they be Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or maybe they're Patrick Mahomes, Phillip Rivers, whatever it is. Matthew Stafford isn't remotely close to any of them. They're the total package. I don't know what he is. But we get nothing out of him, yet again. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let's go to Josh. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Josh.
Hey, man.
Joshua. Hey, dude.
All I got to say is we've had Stafford for quite a long time now, what, 10 years? And I used to back Stafford up all the time with, you know, bad O-line. But you know what? It's time to step it up. And yesterday was a game where you needed Stafford to step it up, and he did not do a damn. But I mean, you'd think they were doing good, 3-3, yeah. I mean, it was shaky. You know, you got to get used to the new scheme and everything, but it's...
There isn't a new scheme, though, Josh. Like offensively,
no,
I mean, unless you're talking defense.
The consistency is so bad. Like, you go beat the Patriots and think, oh, hey, you know, we're a good team. Yeah, well...
You know. You also lost to the Jets and the 49ers, so.
Yeah, I know.
I'm with you. The inconsistency is as frustrating as anything. Is that it? All right. I appreciate the call, Josh. And look, there's no right answer. And I don't want to be unfair because I don't think I am being unfair. It doesn't all fall on Matthew Stafford. But when you have a guy who's supposed to be your franchise quarterback, he's 10 years into his career with the Detroit Lions. He's had many offensive coordinators, many different coaches. And you know what we see? We see the same thing that we see every other year with every different coach. Stafford can get the team down the field, get them in position to put some points on the board, and what do? Settle for a field goal. Or in yesterday's case, settle for multiple field goals. That's great. And then Matthew Stafford just goes high school quarterback mode and tries to pitch a ball to Kerryon Johnson because he has no idea what he's doing. It's beyond frustrating. And honestly, I'm amazed I can still get frustrated by it because how many years have we been watching this? You know, I'm from Detroit. I've been here my entire life watching this damn team every single Sunday just ruin people's fandom and expose us to a type of football that isn't real at all. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm done with this season. Lose the rest of your games. I'm tired of having basically a city that doesn't have an NFL team. And I'm tired of Matthew Stafford continuing to skate by, having accomplished absolutely nothing in 10 years. I'll get to some of your phone calls. I want to know who you pin the most blame on. You know how I feel. To me, it's on number 9. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.